This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So here's how medical marijuana legalization is being used by government to take away your constitutional rights and liberties, and you need to get up to speed on this, because as they are legalizing medical marijuana state by state, they're now using it against you by forming lists. And this breaking news comes out of Honolulu, Hawaii, of course, where the police chief there, a woman who apparently is anti-Second Amendment, she has now sent letters to all of the registered medical cannabis users saying that you have to surrender all your guns and all your ammunition to the police. You have to turn it over to the police within 30 days, or we're coming to your door to take it because you are registered as a medical cannabis user. Wow. So now, I mean, forget the fact that never in the history of shootings has anybody ever been accused of smoking marijuana and then getting all riled up and going out and shooting people. You know what drug does that? It's called antidepressant drugs, psychiatric medication. That's what's linked to the shootings, not marijuana. Never. Has never been linked to mass shootings that I'm aware of. Have you ever heard of that? No. People smoke marijuana, they chill out, they get hungry, they want to watch TV on the couch, whatever. They don't run around shooting up schools and hotels and country western concerts. Give me a break. But this police chief in Honolulu says that because you're on this list, the medical cannabis list, that you got to surrender your guns to the police now. And you're barred from ever owning a gun. So now they're taking away your right to self-defense. Now, number one, you need to recognize that allowing the government the power to create lists, registration lists of medical cannabis users, that's where this all goes off the rails. Because anytime the government creates a list, they will use that list against you. They will use it to take away your liberties. They will use it to tax you. They will use it to regulate you, control you, not for your interests or your safety, but for their interests and their narratives and their agendas. And that's what this is all about. So they have a list of gun owners who applied for concealed carry permits or applied, you know, for a gun purchase, doing the background check and all that. So they've got these lists. And then they have a list of the medical cannabis users who are probably trying to replace toxic addictive opioids with something that's more natural and safer and more effective and more affordable and less addictive and so on. So the citizens who are using the medical marijuana are in fact trying to help themselves and society at the same time, because it's a safer medicine than opioids by far. And then the government takes these two lists and compares them and uses the matches across those two lists to take away the constitutional rights of self-defense for those individuals who happen to appear on both lists. So just from the get-go, we should all be outraged by this. We, the people of America and the people of Hawaii in particular, we should be outraged by this because, number one, what business does the government have knowing who's using medical cannabis? That's not their business. That's our medical privacy. That's our business. Just like the government shouldn't know who's on Viagra, who's on birth control. These are private issues. Medical cannabis is the same thing, should be. So this government registry is always a bad idea. This is how tyrannies happen. You want to know how you collapse into a totalitarian police state society? You're looking at it, folks. Honolulu, Hawaii, police chief there, got a hold of the two lists and is now prepared to go door to door confiscating guns and ammunition from people who are merely seeking medical help with one of the most miraculous medicinal plants in the history of known civilization, which is, of course, cannabis or hemp. It's unreal. Now, Hawaii, of course, is a big liberal state. High property taxes, lots of liberals, anti-gun. Hawaii voted for Hillary Clinton, for example, for the most part, anti-Trump. You know, Hawaii is a big liberal state, and liberals love totalitarianistic ideas. They love the government telling you what you can do and what you can't do and keeping lists on people, like Schindler's List, probably, keeping lists on you so that they can control your behavior and restrict your behavior. And all you people out there, maybe not you listening to this, but all of those people out there in Hawaii who keep voting for left-wing Democrats, you're voting for totalitarians. You think you're earning freedom by voting for those people? They are taking away your freedom. And maybe you're not a gun owner, but you are a medical cannabis user, and you don't care right now because you're not a gun owner. It's not affecting you, not taking away anything from you. But what happens when things go wrong in society and all of a sudden your neighborhood becomes more dangerous and you start to think, hey, maybe I should be able to defend myself if some lunatic breaks into my house, some violent murderer or rapist or who knows what else, arsonist. If they break into my house, do I have the right to shoot at them in self-defense to protect my own life and my own property and perhaps my own family? You got to start thinking about these questions because the government says that if you're using medical marijuana now, you don't have the right to self-defense. What are you supposed to do? Call 911 and throw your marijuana at the home invader? Here, take the pot. Run. Leave me alone. Take the pot. Is that now self-defense? Is that what the government thinks you're supposed to do? It's like confront the home invader with a bag and a couple of joints or something? What? Really? No, I'm confronting him with a 12-gauge or something similar. I'm not throwing pot at a home invader. Throwing kinetic rounds, man. Jeez. So you got to understand this whole medical marijuana legalization process, which is, of course, spearheaded by more liberal states like California, Oregon, Washington, and so on. They're all going to use it against you, folks. Even Colorado, same deal. It's going in this direction. They're going to use it against you because they're going to keep registries wherever they can, not in all states, but in many, and they're going to use it against you. Maybe one day they decide, well, you shouldn't drive a car if you're smoking pot, because maybe they say that too many people are driving while high. Okay, so what? You're going to get a letter that says you have to surrender your driver's license in 30 days because you're on a medical marijuana list? Oh, I see. Well, what else can they take away from you? Maybe they can say that, well, you don't have the right to vote either because we think if you're smoking pot, you're not making good democratic decisions. So we think you shouldn't have the right to vote. So surrender your voting card and you've been removed from the voter rolls. Never mind that 50,000 illegal immigrants have already outvoted you anyway, even though they're not even citizens because there's no voter ID law in America because of the corrupt left-wing court system. So maybe they can take away your right to vote. Maybe they can take away your right to drive a car. Maybe they can take away your right to be a parent. You know how many parents are being deprived of that right now with their children being taken away by Child Protective Services because they say they don't want to inject their child with mercury in the form of a flu shot vaccine, which still contains mercury? Yes, it does. And parents are being denied the right to be parents because the state is kidnapping their children. It's called medical kidnapping. What if you're smoking pot now and you're on the cannabis list, approved by the government, and then one day they decide that parents who smoke pot shouldn't be able to raise children? Well, what are they going to do? Send you a letter? Surrender your children to the state in 30 days, or we're going to come to your door and get them, and you can't fight back because you already surrendered your gun, ha ha, 6 months earlier when we sent you that letter, too. Where does it end? That's the point. Do you have a right to consume natural herbal medicine without government interference? Yes, I say you do, because I believe in medical freedom, and most people also agree with medical freedom. But as government gets bigger and more tyrannical, they're going to keep taking away more and more of your rights with the justification that they are somehow protecting you when they're actually enslaving you. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Listen to more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com and read my website at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.